News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. There will be no state Senate run for former state representative Al Pasulka. Michael Arney has more.
State Budget Director Al Pasulka says he will not be running for the state Senate in the 21st District Senate seat this fall.
You know, I've been involved in campaigns really since 2000, going back to some local races, being involved in some congressional races on the outskirts, and then several state races.
Says that's enough for him. He's ruling out running for elected office in the future. Pasulka will be on as Governor Snyder's budget director through the end of the month, as the budget will be presented to lawmakers on Thursday of this week. He called it an honor to serve and make a difference in 6 years in the House and for the past year as part of the Snyder administration. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
Speaking of that race, a Democrat has joined the race for Michigan Senate in the 21st District. Ian Haight is a former Hager Township clerk, current RESA technology specialist. He tells us he senses the time is right for a Democratic win in Southwest Michigan.
Obama did win here, so it isn't always Republican.
Haight's top priority in the state Senate would be education, telling us he thinks Republicans running the state have been too focused on cutting taxes of businesses while not committing to filling their workforce needs.
We're not able to retain talent in Michigan. Part of that has been because we've been so pro-business, we've kind of lost focus on the rest of it that actually does support business in the long run.
Haight points to the recent decision by Amazon to pass on Michigan for a large facility, partly due because of the state's lack of a qualified workforce. He also says making sure more Michiganders have access to health care is a priority. Police say they could use the public's help in solving a break-in to Rogers Foodland last month. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department tells us about 1 a.m. January 11th, four men entered the Royalton Township business by prying their way through the front door. They went straight to the pharmacy and stole a large amount of prescription medications. Police ask anyone with information on the crime to contact them or Crime Stoppers. Information leading to an arrest could be worth up to $1,000. You can reach Crime Stoppers at 1-800-342-STOP. The AARP is inviting all eligible Michigan residents to take advantage of its free tax preparation program. AARP of Michigan's Karen Canfanteris tells us many people who have used the tax aid program end up returning as volunteers, and all the volunteers undergo rigorous training.
We spend a lot of time training our volunteers. It's IRS training. You get the best training possible for the volunteers who then can do the best job possible.
The service is now entering its 50th year. Nationwide, the tax aid program has served more than 50 million people since it first started in 1968. You can find out more at the AARP.org/taxaid. A Buchanan woman who admitted to embezzling nearly $2 million from her employer is now facing up to 5 years in federal prison and a fine of $250,000 in a tax evasion case. The United States Attorney's Office in Grand Rapids this week announced Lori Polelski has agreed to plead guilty to one count of attempting to evade or defeat tax in 2009 through 2015. The government had alleged in March of 2016 she prepared a false and fraudulent Form 1040, claiming taxable income of $149,000 when in fact it was $330,000. The U.S. attorney says she should have paid more than $80,000 in taxes, not $28,000. She also admitted to embezzling more than $1.9 million from a former employer, something she admitted to in her plea. And that was handled in a separate state case. She will be arraigned next month. Larry Nassar has been sentenced to another 40 to 125 years in prison. That's in Eaton County. Judge Janice Cunningham speaking at the court proceeding.
You will serve 40 to 125 years in the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Now Cunningham told Nassar he'd caused victims to feel suicidal, guilt, embarrassment, addiction, and much more. She said each one of his victims suffered from some level of PTSD. Nassar once again apologized. And phase two in the construction of a new park in the South Haven area now underway. South Haven Recreation Authority tells us work at the Pilgrim Haven Natural Area throughout this year will include a fence installed along the northern property line as well as a control gate for the site's parking area. Once that work is done, the park can be open to the public. The Pilgrim Haven Natural Area is just north of the Van Buren State Park. It's 27 acres of woods, dune grass, prairies, and shoreline along Lake Michigan. It's to be maintained through a partnership of the Recreation Authority, South Haven Township, and the City of South Haven, as well as South Haven Schools. The current phase should be done this year, allowing for the park to be open to the public. After that, they'll start phase three, which is set to include new walkways, toilets, benches, and a place to pull out and secure kayaks and canoes. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Dow Jones Industrial Average wiped out all of its year-to-date gains for 2018 as the stock market unraveled on concerns about rising bond yields. The Dow shed off 1,175 points to close at 24,345, while the S&P 500 index was off 113 points to close at 2,648. The Nasdaq Composite Index was off 273 points to 6,986. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was down $1.27 to $66.48. J.P. Morgan Chase was down $5.48 to $108.80. IBM was down $6.50 to $152.53. Apple was down $4.16 to $156.25. Fifth Third Bank was down $15.14 to $17.98. Stryker was down $7.85 to $154.40. And Whirlpool Corporation was down $6.18 to $171.88. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 1,500 points at one point today, erasing its gain for the year. That's as the market extended a slump that started Friday. The Dow's point loss would be its biggest of all time, although in percentage terms, its 5.6% decline wasn't as big as its worst drop during the financial crisis. The market slump started Friday as investors worried creeping signs of higher inflation and interest rates could derail the market's record-setting rally. President Trump spent the day today in Ohio touting his tax reform policies, trying to rally support for his party ahead of the midterm elections, but looming over his economic optimism was the sharp turn in the stock market. ABC's Lana Zak has more.
Everything's coming back. They all want to be where the action is.
During his visit of the Schaefer Corporation in Blue Ash, Ohio, President Trump invited factory workers to talk about how the Republican tax plan has helped them.
Your paychecks are going way up. Your taxes are going way down.
President Trump did not address the precipitous drop in the stock market, previously a talking point of his administration. Lana Zak, ABC News, the White House.
Democrats are seeking to push back against the classified memo released by Republicans last week, questioning the methods used by the FBI to apply for a surveillance warrant on a one-time associate of the Trump campaign. The House Intelligence Committee expected to consider whether to release a Democratic rebuttal memo. Some lawmakers of both parties say they doubt President Donald Trump's claim that the Republican memo clears him in the Russia investigation. Meanwhile, President Trump addressing Ohio factory workers today to promote his tax plan. And during the speech, he suggested Democrats who didn't applaud his State of the Union were un-American or worse. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
In the middle of addressing Ohio workers about jobs, the president began talking about his State of the Union speech and criticized Democrats who did not applaud when he talked about improving minority employment.
Can we call that treason? Why not? I mean, they certainly didn't seem to love our country very much.
Democrats saying they don't love the president's programs on minority and immigration policies. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A lay Catholic group in southern Chile says that has opposed the bishop accused of sex abuse in a cover-up, says revelations by the Associated Press that Pope Francis heard directly from a victim about the problem, quote, brings an end to his zero-tolerance rhetoric. Juan Carlos Claret, a spokesperson, said Monday the Pope and his subordinates must now answer the question of who decided to, quote, constantly discredit the testimony of the victims. Vice President Mike Pence traveling to Alaska, Japan, and South Korea. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Administration officials say there are two main messages for the trip. First, what the White House is calling unprecedented levels of international support for a maximum pressure strategy when it comes to North Korea. Look for Pence to emphasize that this strategy will intensify. And two, the vice president's presence is aimed at not allowing North Korea to, quote, hijack the Olympics with propaganda. On his first stop in Alaska, the vice president will tour missile defense facilities In Japan, he'll meet with Prime Minister Abe and U.S. service members. And in South Korea, he'll meet with President Moon. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
An Iraqi government spokesperson has told the Associated Press the U.S. has started to reduce the number of its troops in Iraq following Baghdad's declaration of victory over ISIS. Western contractors at the U.S.-led coalition base in northern Iraq say American soldiers, weapons, and equipment are being flown out of Iraq and sent to Afghanistan. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson speaks to the media one last time in Minnesota before he heads back to Philadelphia following yesterday's win in the Super Bowl. More now from ABC's Ryan Burrow.
Really hasn't sunk in completely yet.
Eagles Super Bowl winning head coach Doug Peterson was once again congratulated by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and given the Lombardi Trophy as the team heads back to Philadelphia.
It's kind of surreal right now. These next few days are going to be a little crazy. We got a lot to do still, but just excited for the guys, and we'll remember this the rest of our lives.
Peterson did sidestep questions about who his quarterback will be next season, Carson Wentz, or backup Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Minneapolis.
And the managers of Martin Luther King Jr.'s estate are defending, using his words in a Super Bowl commercial yesterday. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
The commercial used a sermon from 50 years ago to sell Ram trucks.
He who is greatest among you shall be your servant.
Many quickly pointed out that in that same sermon, Reverend King railed against advertising and cautioned against spending too much on cars. The manager of King's estate, which oversees licensing his words, says they found the ad embodied Dr. King's philosophy that true greatness is achieved by serving others. Others. The King Center, run by his daughter, says they are not okay with using King's words in ads. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.